101.5 WPDH, the home of rock and roll. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, it's the Boris and Robin Show.
Yeah.
And we've got some special guests in the studio. Michael and Michael.
I wish everybody was named just
doing,
Michael.
So easy to
remember. How are you guys doing out there?
Michael and Michael from Extreme Cleaning. These guys are helping us out with this year's WPDH Roofathon. I wanted them to stop by and talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend. And, you know, they walk in the studio. The first thing they say to me, stop being mean to Robin.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thanks, Michael. Yeah. Thanks, Michael.
Come on. You can't be mean to her.
Robin's a sweetheart.
We love Robin.
We are so pumped up for this weekend, guys. We want everybody to come out and...
Are you like the hype man?
Yeah, a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pumped up. It'll be great. So these guys do commercial cleaning. You guys, tell us a little bit about what you do first before we get into the roofathon.
We do a lot of office cleaning. One-time home cleanings. We do we do carpet cleanings. Tile grout. We do construction cleanups, all that type of stuff.
Do you ever do any like hoarders? You ever like get like one of those houses?
Plenty of hoarders houses. Bad.
Well, how bad? Like years?
Like you see on TV?
Really?
We've had them. Yeah.
Like you've had to climb onto piles of stuff and start from the top of the pile and
fill
work your way to the floor.
Ask Mike. You really want to do this?
Yeah. Changing people's lives. It's great. It's a great feeling after we're done. And the people are always happy, guaranteed.
How common is that around here? Like, do you guys get a lot of those, or just
probably two or three a month, believe it or
really?
Not.
Really,
a month.
I was thinking a couple a year, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you like when you're done on TV? Sometimes they'll show the finished product after the people came in and cleaned it. And it still looks pretty rough. I mean,
after that, he's one final cleanup.
Yeah.
They want to try to hire us for the month, once a month to come in and just keep up on everything.
Yeah. So you guys pretty much do it all. I mean, there's a lot of like housekeeping services and stuff like that, but you guys are extreme cleaning.
Oh, yeah. Extreme in everything we do. We have all the equipment, the knowledge, and we've been in the game a long time. We try to pay attention to all the detail and to each specific customer. So. Yeah, it's been great, and we're very happy with moving forward this year. We just bought a brand new piece of machinery that does specifically tile, grout, power washing, and stuff like that. So does an amazing job. We're very happy with it.
Really? So, so like when you're done with the grout, it's like a brand new bathroom?
Same with the carpets. We've turned really bad carpets to like brand new. That's what we tell people. Before you buy a new carpet, call us. Let us come out and get this thing right for you guys. We save so many people from buying new carpets and restoring tile and grout. It's crazy.
So it's not like that thing that you rent at the supermarket where you go out.
No. We would never bring anything like that in.
I used one of those once. I all it did was just made my carpet wet. So it was like dirty and wet.
Nah. And when it dried, it was still dirty?
Yeah, it didn't do anything.
Like people don't know, when you're filling those machines up, they come out of the tap at 90 degrees. By the time you put it in your shampooer, it's at 70 degrees. So it's basically putting soil on your carpet.
It stays at 250 constantly, 250 degrees.
We have it mounted in a trailer.
Is that like a steam? It's all steam.
Yeah. So we don't believe in soiling your carpet to making them worse after we leave. We like to get the steam them out, heat that grease up, and suck it out into the truck.
You probably won't put dust on my furniture either.
No, not at all.
It's a good philosophy they have.
You want us to come to your carpets? We'll come to your carpets for you. We'll come to your carpets for you, Robin.
No, only because I'm thinking about like, that means I'd have to move the furniture
We'll do that for you.
Come on, they're full service. I mean, if they can handle a hoarder, they can handle your house.
Absolutely.
It's true.
It's tiny, though.
Tiny.
So let's talk a little bit about the WPDH Roofathon.
Excited about the Roofathon.
Really glad that you guys are on board this year. We're raising money to help try to wipe out type 1 diabetes, which I know we've talked. We've had a few meetings before. I know it's a cause as close to you guys as much as it is
absolutely.
To us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we appreciate you taking part. Now, what we're going to be doing this year, since you guys are like the cleaning guys. We've got like this giant garbage can. Is that what we're going to be doing?
We're going to bring a huge garbage can. It's going to go on the roof at
right on the diamond mine.
Right on the diamond mine.
What we're going to do is we're going to use that to if you could just like not touch the microphone there.
Come on, Mike. Get it together over there.
He keeps touching the microphone. What we're going to do is we're going to have it on the roof of the diamond mine. And, you know, one of the big things that we do every year with the WPDH Roofathon is we have the road warriors who are out on the road.
Right.
The folks from Concordia College are actually helping us out with the road warriors this year. So they're going to be out on the road. They're going to be collecting all the coins. We're going to take them, haul them up to the roof, and we're going to dump them into the giant extreme cleaning garbage can.
Right. That's right.
That's what we're going to do.
Let's fill that up.
All weekend, this is what I want. All weekend long, I want people that are tuning in to just hear those coins just pouring into this garbage can that these guys are hooking us up with, and we want to fill it up to the top.
Yeah, we want you to clean out your pockets.
That's right, everybody.
There you go.
That's what we're going to do. I got to start doing my own.
And and we also, you know, we have a lot of people that come on by and they stop by the WPDH Roofathon. You guys were going to offer some services maybe if people want to donate?
Yeah, we're going to bring this machine out. We're going to offer some free steam cleanings, maybe a one-time cleaning for someone out there. We'll have raffles going and a couple other different things. So everybody get out there, definitely. It's going to be a good weekend.
All right. Well, we really appreciate you guys helping us out and being a big part of the community like you guys always are. So thanks so much.
We appreciate it also.
Now, if there's a hoarder that's listening out there, it's, you know, most of our audience, how do they reach you if they're interested?
Collectors. They're collectors. Yeah.
Robin calls them antiques.
Yes.
You could call us at Extreme Cleaning at 845-416-2014.
Or you can call us at 914-841-9274.
And you guys have a website as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you tell us what it is?
www.theextremecleaner.com.
The Extreme Cleaner.
That's right.
.com. Yep. I like that.
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, thanks so much, Michael and Michael, for stopping by.
Thanks
for having us.
And we'll see you this weekend.
Yes, we will.
Cool. We look forward to it, and we'll see you guys this weekend.
Just days away, and if you're going to be driving by WPDH Square this weekend, look for the giant extreme cleaning garbage can right up on the roof.
Let's get everybody out there and enjoy the weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks again. We'll be back with more. It's the Boris and Robin Show, 101.5 WPDH.